This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Lonnie and Laura Greenwald own Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater, Florida. The Clearwater location opened in October 2016. The Greenwalds have been in the restaurant industry for 26 years. They have owned multiple restaurants in the past, including their first location of Big Roman's on the East Coast. Lonnie and Laura's menu contains their own recipes, which they have developed and perfected throughout their years of experience. Everything in the restaurant is homemade and made to order. They grind their own cheese, make pizza sauces and marinara, and roll all of their own dough. Everything is made fresh. At Big Roman's, they care about the quality they are putting out and only serve the best. And of course, I've got to mention one of the best-selling items on their menu, the Roman Sicilian Hot Bake. What is it, you ask? Oh, stuffed. With a large serving of ham, capicola, salami, provolone, banana peppers, lettuce, tomato, onion, and dressing inside of pizza dough, basted with garlic butter and Parmesan cheese. You're hungry, aren't you? Other recommended dishes are the meatball stuffed garlic knots. Yes, meatballs stuffed inside of garlic knots. And of course, the Roman Deluxe Pizza with pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, onion, green pepper, and black olives. Everything on the menu is delicious. Dine in, takeout, and free delivery are offered at Big Roman's. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special. A 16-inch large pizza with two toppings, just $13.95. Check them out for lunch. Weekday special, two slices of cheese pizza and a drink for just $4. Again, Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater.
Looks like up on the computer.
I don't think we can see the webcam in here. We'd have to pull it up on one of our phones.
No, on the computer.
Right? Oh, well, yeah. I can do that. Yeah.
I like to see what it looks like.
Hey, another show in the books.
Ah, you beat me to it.
Whoa. Brian Cash, the man with a face for radio.
That's right. I had to get in through the paparazzis and all that. They've been following me. I almost got into a car accident. But I'd like to say Big Roman's Pizza. This is a shout out to them on 1719 Drew Street in Clearwater. 727-441-3300. They're just one digit away from our number, is 441-3000. So if you change the 3 to a 0, they got our number.
Now I'm really confused.
But they have the garlic knots, but they put the meatball inside it. Big Roman's Pizza, it's the best. They put out the best pizza, the best food. They also have free delivery. I highly recommend Big Roman Pizza. And then my buddy over there, Ali, I'll tell you. First Choice Food in Deli. He's got a new place. He's becoming the convenience store guru of Pinellas County. I mean, he's like, what he's doing is like, I don't know if you know this, but the first Subway, you know where the second, it was in downtown Chicago. Where do you think the second Subway was built or was?
Downtown Chicago.
New York.
Directly across the street.
Really?
Yeah, the guy, the first, if you read the book on how Subway got started, he was in fighting with this guy, like, across the street. They kept battling, lowering the prices, offering free stuff and stuff. And then finally he found the place was for sale. So what he did is he bought the place directly across the street from him.
Wow.
Really?
And so that's the success story. Needless to say, there are more, I think, Subways than anything. I think they're neck and neck with McDonald's.
So where's
but who
Ali
would think
at?
The second location would be bought directly across the street? I mean, directly across the street.
Would have never guessed.
But this is what First Choice Food and Deli, Ali's doing. He has the place on Pinehurst, the next deli that's convenience store. He had the guy encircled at B&N, right? So he had him flanked, is what we say in the military. So what he did is he bought that guy now. So now all three convenience stores that are in that market share, he owns all three.
He's doing good.
Yeah, and he just bought B&N. And he brings a lot of flair to it, Ali does, because what he does is he brings professionalism. Like, his prices are always the lowest in town because he likes to do volume. And then also, too, is he offers sandwiches and a grill. Like, he cooks everything fresh to order. In other words, if you get a steak that is freshly grilled with freshly cut mushrooms and onions and is freshly made and handed to you, isn't it better than one that's just, like, in the counter or whatever?
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's it. Without a doubt.
Right? So that's what he does. He's a smart cat.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Why don't you introduce our in-studio guests?
You do it.
Okay. Hello, in-studio guests. How you guys doing today?
This is the producer.
I'm Scott, the producer. We've got another Scott. We've got the Scott from Slade's Trades.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, thank you.
And on the other side of our desk, we have John from Luke's Barbershop.
How you doing?
Who would have thought we would have became this good friends, huh?
Hey, we got the webcam up for you there, Brian, the live feed. See the banner?
Yeah, but do you see what I'm saying? You can only read, what does that say, BCC coupon book?
I'll take a highlighter to it later.
Yeah, like, you see how the small print... Can you read the small print, or is it just my eyesight?
No, I can't read it either.
Right. Oh, I don't...
It's not a delay.
Yeah, but it's perfect.
I was watching myself move.
I'm trying to
I didn't
think.
Move. I was thinking, wait a minute.
Wait, I got to watch.
There you go. You're on a delay. See?
Anyway, we have to have a delay for FCC.
The video is.
All right, let's see. I moved over.
I'm new to this.
Can you see it now?
Yeah, but I can't read it. Can you?
The most important part you can.
No, yeah, BBCQ.
That's what I'm trying to say to you. Like, when you do banners, less is more. And you try to tell that to people, like, even when they do ads, they don't want to hear it. You think, okay, I'm putting all that copy in there, and it's
nobody
good,
reads it.
And it's really good stuff. They just can't see it or read it.
Yeah.
And they make their names too difficult sometimes.
Right. Like what I was saying, we're doing a live radio show on US 19, right?
And where I want you doing that at?
Right by Alderman, right by Innisbrook. You have to be at that one.
I know I have to be there.
But on All Pro Auto Care with my buddy Rick. Is he here?
Did Rick make it?
I don't know. But anyhow, what I want to say is live radio show. That's it on the banner. Right? Or live radio show Thursday at 2. Keep it simple. And do it sideways, too, not like this way. Right.
Yeah.
So who's responsible for that one?
Yeah.
Huh?
Who's responsible for
me,
that
me? I'm responsible. You got to take responsibility. You know.
Tammy is responsible, and I like our banner, and I don't care what you say.
So that's
Tammy,
okay.
Tammy,
come over
Tammy
here and read
piece.
It. Come over here.
Do you want me to stand out there and read it?
No, read it from here. The computer. That's for the computer. No, it's on the computer.
Tell
me what it says right there, if you can see it.
Well, it's because the angle of the camera.
But you can read this, you see?
You can read the top, but you can't read
the top. See, that was the point that he was trying to make, is just like, you know, people just catch like a burst when they're driving by, especially, or,
right.
You know, just...
They just made it shorter, smaller, and...
No, made it this way, like, see, long.
Well, I didn't know...
Above my head, like, I'm covering part of the stuff. In other words, if you made it vertical and then put it up here.
But I still think she did a good job.
She did a great job, too.
There's always room for improvement. You know,
yes.
Just a little improvement and it'll be perfect.
Well, actually, what I ordered this for was our live remote show that was at Paul's Shrimp House last week.
So you can use this again next week.
You did a great job, Tammy. Fine work. All right. So
all the colors.
Colors. It was done nice.
You're doing good,
Tim. You did good. There was this one guy, he said he wouldn't hire a woman, right, for a job. Remember that guy? He actually said that to us. Like he distributed stuff and he was selling us stuff.
Well, what
and
kind
he's
of
trying
work
to sell
it?
Us something. But he goes to me, I would never hire a woman for any job.
It's all I ever want is women.
I know.
You know, they're the best.
And me and Tammy looked at each other. What was it that guy was selling us that he said he wouldn't hire a woman and he wanted us to buy it?
No, he wasn't selling us anything. He was just a business owner. And he is like 60-something years old. And he said that he would never hire a woman.
Especially a heavy woman.
Yeah.
And he's telling us this. And I'm like,
was Tammy there?
You know
there?
Where we were?
Yeah, she was
no,
there.
No, we were actually doing job interviews at a client's because I was hiring someone to do our graphics. And so he just decided to put his two cents in.
Right. Something like, never hire a woman, never hire a heavy woman. And I was just like, couldn't believe it. I thought we were supposed to do business with him, but maybe
no,
not.
No, he was just there.
Okay. Anyhow, so then first choice food in deli. He makes everything fresh to order, hot, cold, grilled. And to me, that's the deal. So let's go to talk to our sponsors today. You want to do a little commercial for my taco bar friend there? And you do a commercial, Mr. John, for Carmelita's?
Carmelita's.
Okay, Scott, you want to just take a second and read it? Yeah. You know what I found out, too, is like when I do these ads for people, if I do read it first, like if you give me the copy and I can read it a couple times before I say it, I do it a lot better than if I just read it for the first time. So that's the deal on that. So my friend liked the, let's say, so go ahead, go with Taco Bar.
Yeah, yeah, Taco Bar. He's over in Clearwater at 2983, 835 US 19 North. The Taco Bar is offering $5 off a purchase of $25 or more, free chips and salsa with purchase of $10 or more. They're next to Pep Boys, the quarter, kitty quarter from the Home Depot. They got all kinds of stuff over there, from tacos to tostitos, tamales, sopas, burritos, quesadillas. It looks good. I mean, it really does. Authentic Mexican flair.
There really is. Like, have you known what the difference between authentic and, like say, Taco Bell, just to use them as an example? There really is a big difference. In, like, if, when I eat the tacos and we do the taco thing, authentic Mexican tacos are different than what you get at Taco Bell.
Well, Taco Bell's all processed, frozen, right. Whatever. But, yeah, it's hard to find good Mexican food.
And I noticed the authentic tacos do cost like twice as much.
Yeah.
But they are better.
They got real meat in them.
Yeah, Rob on the line. We have a call in.
He is here.
Hey, Rob. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Brian. Great show today.
Yeah, thank you. What we'll do is this is we're going to give you, since you're our first call in, and actually we have two or three more I can see on hold. How many are on hold?
About three.
Three.
Okay. How does he know? I just saw the light.
The phone line.
He said three. Rob,
must be like watching the camera, watching the reflection.
No, because you can see the lights light. Then he puts on hold, lights light. I don't know if you, because I can see it.
I can't see it from my angle.
But anyhow, Rob, let's give a trivia question to Rob to win, say, a $25 gift certificate or a $50 gift certificate. Can you name the two people, where they work, and the name of the two people that are in the studio on the air right now live?
No, not offhand.
Oh, that was a tough question. Okay. Can you name the three restaurants that are going to be in the taco tasting contest?
Is it Big Roman's?
No.
Paul's Crip House? No.
No.
Yeah, no, it's a Mexican restaurant.
All right. Call back, and we want you to, yeah, what I wanted to do is give you an opportunity to win. So call back, listen to the show, and then call back in, and we'll get you back on so you can win some money.
Okay, thank you, Brian.
Hey guys,
okay, buddy.
Yeah,
thanks, Rob, for calling in, too, by the way.
Challenge today. And this is our first one, so you guys rate it 1 to 10.
Why don't you have some other judges?
We do. Got two others.
They're out there.
So this is number one.
This is number one.
Let me get one, too. Like something to eat.
No, you don't need one, Brian.
You can share mine. Here.
No.
I'll rip it in half.
Got a veggie one out there?
Come on.
All right. We'll share break bread. Who says we never broke bread?
This is a 1 to 10 score, right?
Yeah. Do you know what the word companion means, by the way? You want to know the real truth? What does the word companion mean?
I don't know.
Somebody you eventually learn to dislike?
No, to break bread. Pan in the means bread, really. Companion means to break bread. And it got switched to like a companion means a relationship. But someone you break bread with is your companion.
Did you get a taste of that?
It's real good. I already know which one's which. Go ahead. I already know just by the taste which one's authentic. That's what I'm talking about. The Taco Bar and Carmelita's. You can just tell. You can just tell our the authentic one. So you know what I was thinking we can do is this. We're doing this little thing where everybody's taking a taste. Let's go to the next one. Is that it? Just that? You want to add up the numbers?
Well, this is the first one.
This is the first one.
All right.
You're not bringing the food in fast enough for us.
Who? Okay. I'll just give you a guess. Who do you think is going to win? Taco Bar, Carmelitas, or Taco Bell?
Oh, now Rob.
Haven't tasted
one. Huh?
Rob's back. He knows the answer.
He knows the answer?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're not going to. We'll have to call him back. Who's going to win, Rob?
Taco Bar.
All right. So call.
There's Taco Bar, Carmelitas, and Taco Phil.
Okay. Well, okay. We'll call you back later, and we'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you, Brian.
Take his number down, okay?
God bless.
God bless. So what's going on, John? Tell us what you do at the barbershop.
Cut hair.
Do you charge by the hair?
No, that would be nice if I could do it that way.
If someone's going bald, do you give them a better price?
No, it's a finder's fee.
It's a finder's fee? Hair don't grow on a busy street, right?
No. So or where there's poor circulation.
Do you run into like a lot of hairy situations at work?
There's a lot of hairy situations.
So anyhow, what's going on at the John's, where it's called Luke's Barbershop? Why Luke's? Why hadn't that get that name?
It's my last name.
Luke. Yeah. You're not going to believe
this. It sounded better than John.
My buddy out there, his last name is Luke also.
First name, last name?
His last name.
Oh, really?
His name is Mark Luke. Right outside right there. Maybe he's a brother.
I was almost named Matthew Mark Luke.
Really? I'll introduce you to him. See if you guys might be cousins.
We could be.
From a different mother.
Could be.
Right? So tell us what you do there at your Slade's Trades.
Well, Slade's Trades over on Hercules by the railroad tracks, just southwest of the tracks. It's amazing over there. The only way that I could describe it, it'd be like traveling the world all in one place. It's liberating to the mind. It's like a museum. It's amazing, the stuff in there, from fine art to sculptures to toys to just, you know, furniture, glassware. I mean, it's 15,000 square foot of anything and everything that's really nice quality, but there's something for everybody. And we negotiate on everything there. We're there to move the stuff. If you're looking for a deal and you're looking for that unique piece that you just can't get anywhere else, Slade's Trades would be the place to go.
Have you gone there yet?
No, I know where it's at, and I love those kind of places.
And it has Statue of Liberty outside.
Yeah, we got a carousel horse from Coca-Cola, full-size cast aluminum.
Right.
Statue of Liberty is 8 foot tall. That's cast aluminum. It's just unique. I mean, we got a 6 foot Komodo dragon that was all hand carved out of Bali that sits out in the front. We got a garden center there with all kinds of statues, fountains. It's amazing. We've even got a desk there that was Henry Longfellow's desk, Wadsworth Longfellow. Thomas Edison bought the museum, or his estate in 1927. He has the largest furniture museum in the world. I mean,
really?
He's got over 6,000 pieces there, but he had a stick-by-stick copy made of this desk because it was so unique. I mean, there's hidden compartments in this desk that even if you knew they were there, you couldn't gain access to them.
Wow.
I mean, it's amazing. I mean,
you know what Thomas Edison was famous for, too, is one of the things is how to handle failure. He was asked from a reporter, how did you feel about failing 10,000 times to make the light bulb?
Just made it one step easier, you know?
Yeah, he retorted with, I didn't fail 10,000 times. I found 10,000 ways not to do it. Because he couldn't get the filament to go in. He couldn't get the filament. So it's one of those, usually Thomas Edison is one of the greatest guys to people are judged not by the number of times they succeed, but by the number of times, they're not judged by the number of times they fail, but they're judged by the number of times they succeed. And the number of times they succeed are direct proportion to the
number. You know
why
most people fail?
Because they quit trying.
Afraid to change.
or change too.
Yeah, they're afraid to change, yeah, or you know, learn from endurance.
Right. You don't learn from it, then you keep doing the same thing over and over again.
You never know that if that next time would have just been right there. You don't know how close you were to making it. And
people that
right.
go through bankruptcy.
Don't quit before the miracle happens.
People go through bankruptcy a few times, and then they become successful.
Like Disney. He's the famous one. The most famous guy to go through bankruptcy a few times. And yet, now we would have Mickey Mouse because he never quit. You know, I had a tough week this week. You know, my transmission on my truck went out. My car wasn't working. I mean, my phone wasn't working. It was muffled sound. Then my son, he totaled his car.
I didn't know you have a son?
Yeah.
Son.
Yeah. So
how old is he?
Huh?
How old is he?
29.
29?
So, like, you ever have, like, a tough week, like, where... And then I thought about it. I really thought I was cursed almost, like I was getting upset. But then I realized it's just, like, when I have time to reflect on it, it was just a bump in the road of my life.
It is.
You know what I mean? Like, well, they say when it rains, it pours, right?
Yeah, you can't overwhelm yourself with those things.
Yeah. So what I did is the guy at ASE Automotive said, look, I got a Jeep that should sell for like $4,000. I'll give it to you for $1,500. I couldn't believe it. It's leather. I'll show it to you outside. It's beautiful, immaculate, leather interior. So there, that was taken.
Was it like a Cherokee or something like that?
I'm not sure.
Have to look at it.
Got to look at it. And then my phone.
Next time you break down, give me a call.
Really?
I'll answer my phone. You never answer your phone.
Right. And then
because he's a busy guy.
Nah, and then the phone. Doesn't answer his phone.
And then the phone I got taken care of. And then my son just got a car this morning. All three things. It all worked out. But and then we just got him a house where he's buying his first house. It's a four-bedroom. Remember I was telling you your son's real estate?
Yeah, I was going to bring him down here today. They had to go show a house, but...
He just signed on a house, like the paperwork, and put the $700 down.
Well, next time you need somebody looking for real estate, let me know. I know a good realtor.
Yeah, your son.
Yeah. He's also a John Luke.
Yeah. Well, there you go. JL.
Well, I think they go by Luke Listings or something like that, but...
Well, good. Yeah, I'd like to have him come down.
The brains behind the operation.
Because you see the people we have here. The one person's from Aflac. There are doctors here.
Hear me, Brian?
Well, I'll tell you what, Aflac.
My son's operation is my daughter-in-law.
Yeah, we got a guy here with...
Aflac. Aflac right there, man.
We got a guy. I don't know if I should do this. Because Scott can end up hating me?
No.
You know? Because I was going to make some jokes.
Right there, you know? I got Aflac. You know?
Really,
I swear by that stuff.
Really? So when Aflac people come in, can you?
Yeah, I went to the hospital and I got $4,675.
Right. They're
I mean, you know, and I would have went to the hospital and well, I would have got nothing.
We'll wait for that. Yeah. Okay, that's not the segment. Okay.
Okay.
So. So anyhow, what I like to do is this: is you guys tasting the food? How's it going? How many more do we have?
I think that's it, isn't it?
Yes, that's it. But we do have Rick on the line from All Pro Car Care.
Hey, Rick. How's it going?
Good, sir. How are you?
Yeah. I want to tell you, I was telling you all the things that were going wrong in my life. Guess what happened?
Yeah? What?
My dog ran away. So I went up to Simple Chief, and I said Simple Chief because he was known as Simple Chief. He's the wisest chief of them all.
Yeah?
And he said to me, I said, you know, my dog ran away. What should I do, Simple Chief? What do you think Simple Chief said?
Don't worry, be happy.
He said, dog. He said, dog gone.
Dog gone.
Dog gone. Oh, here you go. I've got to say, like I told you before, don't worry, be happy, man.
That's it. So we were just...
When I call in and they bleeped in the line, you guys talking about hospital. I mean, what's going on with that?
Yeah, we got 9-foot, 9-toed Scots here today.
That's mean. Just got his toe amputated, and you're making fun of him.
Well, it's 2:32.
Well, I was just thinking how Indians talk. You know what I mean? They sit and crow. You know, what are they called? Crazy horse. 9-toe Scott.
That's it. It's off the mark.
It's 2:30.
He's just canceled his ad with me too.
2:32 on the Tantalk Radio Network. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Brian Cash Show live. It's the fantastic taco taste test today from Carmelita's, from Taco Bar, and we're going to compare them also to Taco Bell. We want to thank our food sponsors. Also, my son's out there, Brendan, if you're listening, here on 106.1 FM. Hello, son. I love you. Hey, you got some Mexican music in there, Bobby?
There you go.
Let's like some Herb Alpert or there you go.
Now, what show is this from? This music, because it's famous. Whose show? What music is this from?
Oh, that's the dating show.
The dating game.
I remember that.
Now, do you guys have a radio on out there so they can hear the show?
This is like a very well organized show. So, Rick, what's going on?
Nothing. Just wanted to call in and make sure we put in a little plug for our live remote radio show we're going to be doing at my shop.
That's right. We did talk about that.
What's that address? I never did get that. Because Brian...
It's 37134 U.S. Highway 19 North.
And that's just north of Innisbrook, right?
Yes.
And isn't that right by the...
The light for Innisbrook. It's just north of that, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And for the men out there...
Three buildings on the west side.
Right next to Silk Stockings.
Okay, Silk. So I know exactly
where that's what you got to say. You know?
I know that.
Everybody
place.
Seems to know where Silk Stockings is.
Yeah, you know where Silk's is. They just call it Silks now. They got rid of the stockings.
Oh, really?
Right, right.
Yeah, it's a strip.
Oh, you know that. I guess if I need to know this, it's you. Yeah, that guy.
I know a manager that works there.
Believe it. I'll just tell you the story.
He gets his haircut. Actually, it's a true story. The manager gets his haircut at the barbershop.
And the guy called to place an ad because, you know, they're big-time promoters on TV and all that, right? And he called to do an ad in the book. And, like, I'm fighting to get ad sales, right? And I had to tell him no.
Why?
Because then I can't. It's a family-oriented book, right? So, yeah. So I couldn't put Silk Stockings in there, you know? But I've turned down businesses, like, say, like someone calls me from Seminole. I'm not going to put them in the book.
Why?
It's outside their market share.
Yeah.
You should advertise with someone that's in Seminole.
That area of responsibility.
Yeah, because a repeat customer. I can get someone in, but are they going to be a repeat customer? So what's going on at All Pro Auto Center?
Just busy, sir. I'm actually calling you on my cell phone. I'm out running around, collecting, delivering cars, and picking up cars. So.
Are you listening to the show?
No. Actually, I turned the radio down so I can listen to you.
That's it. Put on 106.1 FM.
What do you do at All Pro?
We do everything at All Pro. We do mechanical work. We do body work. We do restorations. Anything from small dings and bumpers to complete off body restoration. So
one stop shop.
All
years and makes and models.
All years, makes and models. Doesn't matter. My partner been actually school for the aluminum Ford F-150 training to get that done. We're in the process of getting certified for Hondas and Acuras. We're iCar trained, dealership trained. I got over 31 years in dealership management.
So I hear a lot of different stories about the aluminum.
Nice is,
it isn't the same process, or is it a harder process to fix aluminum bed on a truck or the metal?
Well, yeah, for aluminum, I guess you would say not as forgiving. You know, I mean, you can, if, like a dent in a fender that some people see or a quarter panel, you actually have to re-shrink the metal to bring it back because it actually does stretch the metal when it goes in. So you have to work it out and dial it to do it properly. Okay, we'll just put that in there. But you have to dial it out, and you got to use some heat, and you got to re-shrink the metal. Aluminum, you can't do that. Aluminum is a special animal because you can't use too much heat in it. It weakens it. So it just takes a little more work and time.
Hmm. So what's... Is it weak, though, like versus steel? Well, you would think aluminum would dent easier.
I guess it's lighter, right?
Well, yeah, it actually definitely got a TV commercial on right now. Yeah, it shows the Chevy pickup truck compared to the Ford pickup truck and how a cinder block, you know, rips through the bed of the Ford pickup truck, but not the Chevy.
Do you think they're going to incorporate that in cars more aluminum than metal?
Well, you know, the big thing is, you know, the gas mileages and stuff like that. So, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, the car dealerships or car manufacturers, are under a strict government regulation to guarantee certain miles per hour for their assemblies. So, like, the reason that the Chevrolet was able to keep the Corvette for as long as it is because they came out with the smaller compact cars like the Cobalts and the Chevettes and stuff over the years, so their miles per gallon average could stay where the federal government makes.
Just come right here next. I want to talk to you.
Well, so this thing next week, just going to have Anything there, like food, refreshments? We're just going on radio. What are we doing?
Yes, we're going to be barbecue and hamburgers and hot dogs and some side dishes that Brian's providing. I'm not sure what he's bringing as far as the side dishes go.
Brian just
and who's the chef now? What's the chef's name?
All Brian. Pro Auto Center.
No, I don't care about that. What's the chef's name?
Oh, the chef's name. Okay. The chef's name's Rick.
So it's Chef Rick. We're having a professional chef there, right?
Yes.
A professional chef is going to be cooking, doing a professional barbecue by Chef Rick.
There's by Chef Rick.
Chef Rick is a professional barbecue master. And
so he specializes in barbecue smoke. He
specializes in barbecue. And we hired him to do the...
Does he also advertise with you?
Yeah. You're actually talking to him on the phone. I mean, on the radio. That's Chef Rick, right? You're Chef Rick.
Chef Rick, yes.
Famous Chef Rick. No, seriously, famous you're Chef like Rick. Famous for barbecues and stuff like that.
Exactly. I've been doing that a few years, too, you know?
Yeah. Anyhow, thanks for being on the show. We got to talk to some of our paying customers.
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
You know that was a joke.
I know that.
Yeah, that was.
That's why I didn't come back with anything because I know.
Because you know, because actually you're paid in full. So just to be real.
I know.
All right, thanks, buddy.
See ya.
Okay, I'd like to get Cliff on. Can you tell Cliff? Because he does that thing with the TV. Did you guys hear about this?
Yeah.
Where?
It's pretty good. Yeah.
I actually bought one.
Yeah, I was really interested. No, I didn't get one, but I'm really interested.
So I go over to Tim. You know, we're watching TV, and she puts on, and I don't know if I felt almost uncomfortable. It was Beauty and the Beast was on that's at the movie theater.
Yeah.
I mean, you could, the stuff that's at the movie theater, you
can
get.
Yeah.
I almost felt like I was, like it didn't feel right. But hey, that's what
I got one. I mean, it's different.
It's over 2,000 categories.
Yeah. No.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. So anyhow, tell us the one, Cliff. I want to talk to him, and then I want you to interview the people at Apple.
No, that's Patrick. Oh.
Since you have this thing,
no
can
problem.
Have the conversation. Okay, so what's going on, my friends?
How you doing?
What do you do now?
I run a company called Samoa Good. What we are is like a music group, and we also sell T-shirts, like a clothing designer.
You look like you're from Hawaii.
I'm similar. I'm Samoan.
Yeah, you do. You look like an Hawaiian.
Yeah.
What do they call those people? Hollies, right?
Hollies. That's what they call mainlanders.
Yeah.
How'd you know that?
Because my friend went to Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
And then what happened is the guy that worked at B&N Food Mart was an Hawaiian. So I switched it on him knowing he came here from Hawaii. And I called him a Holly.
There you go.
Right, because he was here in America now. Just switched it. There it is. Samoan Good. These Samoans are something else. I'm not, like, I don't know. I got to be careful politically correct. But these guys, like, they play. I saw a thing on TV where they were playing football on rock fields with rocks on them. And they're like, the NFL has for the percentage of what there are, they're not that high a percentage of people in the world.
Correct.
But the percentage in the NFL is high.
Yep.
Samoans are big. What is that?
Big people. What it is the islands are pretty much like a live volcano. So that's where you get all the volcanic rock. And, you know, they only have like a tuna plant there where they Starkist plant. So, you know, everybody pretty much lives pretty basic, and there's not a ton of money. So football is seen as a way to get off the island and prosper. So that's why.
No, that's not my question. I get that. I'm glad you said that. But how come you guys are so big?
I mean,
what's the deal with that?
I don't think there's a genetic.
Bread now. Is there a
scientific genetic recipe?
Samoan.
I am a Samoan.
Yes, you're an honorary Samoan.
That's why I asked. You know, how did you know? You know,
that's it. So anyhow, so what's going on? Tell us a little bit. Thanks. What's going on with?
We have our clothing line. May 5th, we're actually going to be launching a pop up in downtown St. Pete off Central. And it's going to be great. We got a lot of new designs. A lot of the designs I make and design come from me, so they come from pretty much my heritage, my culture, things that inspire me along those lines. So, you know, we're just pushing that. And we also do music as well. We have a couple songs on Spotify, iTunes.
Do we have a song right now?
Yeah, this is from my artist, Ronan. It's hip-hop. But we do a lot of it.
I'm the rap shogun. Sword in my hand, stand on the forefront. Multidimensional rap intellectual. I kill the best of them, Mephistopheles. They dare not step to him. I'm the rap shogun. Sword in my hand, stand on the forefront. Multidimensional rap intellectual. I kill the best of them, Mephistopheles. They dare not step to him. I'm going nuts, my strategy fucked up. If they sleeping on me, I wake them up, rude and abrupt. No time to babble, I'm busy perfecting art. Authentic, did I mention the boy got a lion heart? I'm in the game, flowing smoother than silk. Weak knees versus Iverson Cross, he need milk. He know the boy's better than most. Me and Shorty blowing OG somewhere down by the coast. I let it escalate until there's no escape. You gotta face your fate. Catch you Sunday at the place your granny sing Amazing Grace. I'm that great, it's not up for debate. For Norman's sake, now who the fuck is Norman? Wait, on normal days I gaze with an awkward face, pondering if there's another dirty dollar to make.
I need cash.
Relax, Jack, no need to act tough. You guppies getting gutted from gullet down to your gut. I'm the rap shogun, sword in my hand, stand on the forefront. Multidimensional rap intellectual, I kill the best of them, Mephistopheles, they dare not step to him. I'm the rap shogun, sword in my hand, stand on the forefront. Multidimensional rap intellectual, I kill the best of them, Mephistopheles, they dare not step to him. French inhalations and women of foreign nations. Me and Ace in the Chevy get money to conversation. I'm driving, she rolling up. If they don't tone it down, she hop out running a mutt. The blood still in her mouth. From the south with the currency 30, it moves quick. Elusive movements cruising through traffic, gun on my hip. Still wondering if I am a factor they can't fathom. A catalyst component they needed for a reaction. Got in the mix and I stayed the same. The game changed, fizzled out, I reignited the flame. Boy, I'm about to go bang without the juice in my veins. This reaper like poison ivy is controlling my brain. They ain't rain without a reference for dollars I've been collecting while I'm stepping through they session, protecting my Smith & Wesson. To make it clear, this lyrical warfare, I brought them, got them walking, all cautious around here.
Tread light.
I'm the rap shogun, sword in my hand, stand on the forefront. Multidimensional rap intellectual, I kill the best of them, Mephistopheles, they dare not step to him. I'm the rap shogun, sword in my hand, stand on the forefront. Multidimensional rap intellectual, I kill the best of them, Mephistopheles, they dare not step to him.
Can I talk? What is this artist's name?
His name is Ronan. And he's a local St. Pete artist, emerging artist. He has a show April 7th.
Do you have a picture of him?
Take a second, but yeah.
Yeah, but I was just going to say, he's real good. You know, my son, back to him, Roy. So we're at this thing. It was bad. Are you listening, Mr. Santana? I want you to listen to this. And you too, Mr. Samoan. this is really one of my most proudest moments of my life. Right, you know, of course, when your children are born, that's the. But this is the proudest moment of my life. I'm there at Battle of the Bands, $500 to the winner. Right, it was $250 to the second place, and it was in South St. Pete. There had to have been about like 20 bands that entered into it, so that's how they get the money to pay the. It's part of the deal. Then people pay for drinks, so it's all. Everybody wins. Right?
How long ago?
This is about 2 years ago. You see how the doctor's dressed in white? His band, all of them were dressed in white, right? What I don't get is he stopped doing it after this, too, but this is what I'm going to just give you. They're dressed in white with black sunglasses. And my son is the lead singer. He serenades this girl in the audience, total stranger. It had to be authentic, like we're saying, authentic Mexican food. And the girl starts hysterically crying. And he's holding her hand. It was like almost like we paid her to do this. But it was so authentic. It wasn't. He just sang to her. I get goosebumps just thinking about it. So then they sang another song where they did a lot of running around and dancing. Because they got a lot of energy, right? They're an energy type dance band. Rappers. And they all were dressed in white. I'm telling you, all the same. It was like choreographed, too. They choreographed. So now it's the winners, right? So... third place is called, second place is called, and then I'm like, oh my God, if he doesn't win, right, what's going to happen is he didn't even finish in the top three. And then the winner, his name of his band is REA. And the winner is REA.
Wow.
So they all start jumping up, like, you know, they start all jumping up and everybody's excited. So we're driving home. And like the enthusiasm after you win something and all that. And I'm listening to him talk. You ever listen to your kids talk in the back and all that? He's a man, but I'm just saying. They're like, oh, this town ain't ready for us. This is just, you know what I'm talking about? They're all excited and
inspired.
Inspired.
Fired up.
Yeah. So that was my greatest moment in my life, was to be part of that.
That's awesome.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. And so then we went to this Renaissance Festival the following weekend. And I have the tape. These gypsy ladies are singing this song. You know how they sing songs? Mm-hmm. And they said, R-E-A, right? R-E-A in this thing in the town of Scarborough. And it was just,
guess what? Because they're from Ireland.
Oh, yeah. It was just a coincidence. So, of course, I bought that tape. So.
Speaking of coincidences, what do we have? That was the biggest hit last week at Paul Shrimp House outside.
The Ferrari.
Guess what's outside right now?
Oh, Cliff drove up in a Ferrari.
No, it's not Cliff. It's Philip.
Philip.
He just bought it.
Yeah, so anyhow, that's what I try to do. Like, I try to, like, make a big deal out of it with Philip on the phone. Hey, you know, with the Ferrari and all that. He's like, you know what he said to me? I own one. Like, I try to sell, like, hey, look at all. We had a Ferrari there. It sounded like a jet engine. Too bad, Philip, you missed out on it. And guess what his response?
My buddy just bought a Tesla last night. Yeah. Took delivery of a brand new Tesla.
Nice.
Supposed to be quicker than a Ferrari.
Okay, so we got to get these guys on. So in closing, what would you like to say?
My brand is Samoa Good, www.samoagood.com. Check it out. It's a great platform for artists and new designs and everything. We're pushing the boundaries of fashion. So thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Very good. 106.1 FM. And then in other parts of Tampa, there's where in Tampa? What's the call, Bobby? I don't know. Well, what is it in Tampa that they tune in on?
It is FM 104.3 on the other side of the bay, AM 1400 and AM 1350.
And then here in Pinellas, it's?
It's AM 1340 and FM 106.1, Clearwater, St. Petersburg.
And we're actually heard in seven counties. Awesome. Okay. Yeah, so very good. So welcome on the show. And what does that say?
That says that your old host, Matt, did an official remix with Snoop Dogg not too long ago.
You know, and it's funny. We got to get going, but I did a concert for Snoop Dogg.
I was there. We have photos together.
Yes. And that, I seriously, that was a big deal with Snoop Dogg.
That's great.
We
had the promoters on the show here.
We were the big
local studio.
Local studio, yeah.
And you didn't have a ticket.
No, we had $50,000.
How did you get in? All right,
well, we got to go. Okay. Got to call another
line. Yeah.
Upset about me.
No.
Go Glow Music. Check it out.
No, Matt. I'm really glad to see you. I haven't seen you in a long time. But
got a glow.
That brings back memories. That was $50,000. Come on, guys, Aflac. But just real quick on that show with Snoop Dogg. So it was a $50,000 investment to have him go into St. Pete. And
it sold out in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It was a great show.
Okay. So let's get Aflac on.
All right.
Okay.
We have a winner, too.
Guess who's a member of Aflac, and he can give you a testimonial right here.
Yeah, I'm a member of Aflac.
Yeah, tell him. Okay. Put on the headset. Do you have a headset? Yeah. Okay. And then, so what happened was, is my buddy here had an infection on his toe, and so he had to go into the hospital, and he has Aflac, and I'd like him to tell you guys the success, be a testimonial for Aflac, if you don't
mind. Yeah, I mean, Aflac is, it just takes the pain out of it. I mean, you know, everybody that has, you know, life's consequences, whatever they may be, I mean, it just took the sting out. I mean, Aflac is a Fortune 500 company. They got $1.1 billion in assets. I mean, it's, you know, a really nice company. I mean, they're really heavy over in, Asia, you know, is where it came over to. But they pay more than anybody else out there as far as claims. I mean, I got paid within, not even 24 hours. They got a direct claim. You go online, you just put it in. You know, I gave them my discharge, two papers from the hospital. It just, you know, was a summary of everything. And not even the next day, the money was there available to me. I mean, they paid, you know, $4,695.
We love hearing that stuff.
No, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, it was, you know, I couldn't believe it. I mean, you know, you got to go through something. You know, it took the sting out. You know, nobody expects anything, but you know what? It was like, wow.
Yeah, because you have.
You know, because it helps. What it does is it's in between insurance. It doesn't matter what type of medical insurance that you do or don't have. Aflac is there just for, you know, that in between time. Okay. You know, if something that were to happen, you know, guess what? We're going to pay you for it. And it was pretty affordable. I got myself, my daughters, the girl that works for me, you know, all my grandchildren, you know, and it was a very affordable.
Wow. So what do you say to that, guys?
We love hearing that.
Yeah. Is it better? You know what it is? What I find out is in sales, let's just say in sales, you know, you expect me to say, advertise with me, I'm going to make you money, right? Yeah. But then if someone says to you from a testimonial, from their experience of using something, not words, but from your own experience, in other words, you don't say you should, you say this is what I did and this was the outcome. See the difference? You should advertise with me. I could say that. But here's an example of someone that got Aflac, right? Okay, right? Yeah. And you're a testimonial. And what do you guys have to say?
Well, you know, it's like most people have health insurance, so they have a car insurance. And when something happens and they get into an accident and they're not able to go to work for, let's say, two paychecks in a row, suddenly they're in trouble because if you think about it, if you miss two paychecks in a row, who's going to pay the rent? Who's going to pay the car?
Aflac.
Aflac will pay Aflac. That. And that's where that comes into play.
Do you have an Aflac commercial we can play?
I'll find one.
Yeah. And then also, too, as I like to say, is if you live within your means. I don't do anything what I'm about to say. Okay? So let me be clear. I don't. And I'm not proud to say it this way. But that's why you should really have a 3-month prudent reserve saved up in your bank account. If you live with a prudent reserve of 3 months, plus have an Aflac, right, you can be more at peace because you don't have that fear of financial insecurity. And that's the way to live. And then, like, you see people, like I have a good friend of mine, she just got $5,000 in tax returns. And she's always broke and always. So what do you think she did? She went to the Bahamas. Then they went to Orlando. And this is a girl I know real well. And then I was like, oh, great. You know. And then, like, last week, guess what she did? She called me up and said, can I borrow $50? You know what I mean? She just got a tax return, $5,000. Bahamas, Orlando. Can I borrow $50?
And it's gone.
And that's gone. Who's that? We got to do the winners real quick, too.
Yeah, I've got the winners right here.
Okay, wait. Okay, do that.
All right.
Let's see. Wait. Who did Rob say? Is that Rob?
Yes, it is.
Rob, who'd you say was going to win?
I was going to say Taco Bus is going to win.
Taco Bar.
Taco Bar. Right.
Okay. That's okay. Let's see now.
All right. 2:56 on the Tan Talk Radio Network. You listen to the Brian Cash Show live every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. This is Scott, the producer, and I have the results here. We have a split contest. We have split results. We had some really detailed judges who broke it down and exactly what they like. And I got bad news for Taco Bell.
Yeah?
They lost. But, hey, we bought the product in.
Yep.
And but for the chicken tacos, Carmelita's won. Over Taco Bar, Carmelita's, and you know you can get this delicious Mexican food from the Carmelita's Mexican Grill and Cantina since 1983. They've been on 1280 Main Street in Dunedin. You can call them at 240-4946. That's at the corner of Main Street and Pinehurst Road. Get your BCC coupon book, folks. You can get $5 off a $25 purchase, or $10 off a $50 purchase. Now, for the steak and chorizo, and let me tell you folks what chorizo is. Chorizo is a Mexican sausage. At the steak and chorizo, we had both restaurants prepare those. Taco Bar one.
Yeah.
Taco Bar. Cheers, Carmelita's. That's Taco Bar. You can get their authentic Mexican fare, and they're on U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater. That's 29835 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater, and that's Taco Bar. We want to thank our food sponsors today for catering the show.
Go over the list.
Congratulations.
Of people that we're in. You do that good.
What, the list? Oh, all of our guests. Yeah, what, John from Luke's Barbershop, Scott from Slade's Trades, and we have Eliseo Santana from Aflac.
Yes.
And Vinny.
And Vinny.
And Vinny, also from Aflac.
And then do you have that Aflac commercial set up?
Yeah, but it's longer than
Okay, go with it.
Well, here, let's just try. Here, I'll play part of it.
90 seconds.
Okay.
Mr. Diaz, we're just going to make one small incision here. Then we're going to go in and remove your 67 Corvette.
My vet?
Yeah.
It's just a gallbladder.
You don't have
Aflac
paying you cash, so you might have to sell that sweet little muscle machine just to cover your rent. More funny juice.
But my papa gave me that.
What do you wish you had? Aflac. I love doing that.
Health can change, but the life you love doesn't have to. Keep your lifestyle healthy with
Aflac.
That was fantastic. So tell us how the people, how they can get in touch with Aflac. Give them a phone number to call you.
Okay, we can call. This is Vinny Scully, District Sales Coordinator for Aflac. Dunedin Employer Services is available at number 201-926-9826. Protect your family and your finances. Get an Aflac policy.
Okay, and I'd like to say hello to John on the way home from Luke's Barbershop. Say hello to Ali, First Choice. That guy is the best. You want something fresh, hot made? Call Ali at First Choice. He's in the coupon book to get his phone number.
We'll catch you next week on the Brian Cash Show.
Slade's Trades.
With Slade.
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay, WZHR Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.